Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Trump administration is moving forward on oil and gas drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. A notice to be published Friday in the Federal Register starts a 60-day review to sell oil and gas leases in the refuge. The plan starts an environmental review that includes public meetings in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and other sites, including three in northern Alaska. Assistant Interior Secretary Joe Balish called the drilling plan, quote, an important facet for meeting our nation's energy demands and achieving energy dominance. The state's all-Republican congressional delegation welcomed the move as a step to responsible energy development. Democrats and environmental groups denounced the plan and said it was shameful that it would be published on Earth Day and on the 8th anniversary of the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, one of the nation's worst environmental disasters. The Trump administration and congressional Republicans said the drilling plan would help pay for tax cuts approved by Congress and signed by Trump in December. GOP lawmakers project at least $1 billion in revenue from drilling leases over 10 years. The Fairbanks area has the worst fine particulate pollution in the United States, according to the American Lung Association. The national nonprofit organization released its annual State of the Air report Wednesday, and Fairbanks tops the list for year-round fine particulate pollution. The community ranked 17th last year, and Rick Hinke with the Lung Association in Fairbanks attributes the area's movement to the top of the list to more accurate air quality monitoring.
It's good news and bad news kind of wrapped in the same coin, because good news, we have better data, we have more accurate information. Bad news is it's been worse than we realized.
The assessment is based on local air quality monitoring in the Fairbanks North Pole area for the years 2014 through 2016. Hinke says the three-year average, which reflects emissions from wintertime wood, coal, and oil burning, as well as wildfire smoke, moves the community ahead of larger cities in California for year-round PM2.5 pollution. Fairbanks ranks fourth on the Lung Association's list in terms of short-term fine particulate pollution. The Alaska House has taken a major step toward preventing layoff notices from going out to teachers and other school workers this spring. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the House voted Wednesday to agree with changes the Senate made to a bill that funds schools separately before the rest of the state operating budget. Anchorage Democratic Representative Les Guerra voted for the bill, saying it was important to act quickly.
By concurring today, we early fund schools and avoid pink slips. By fighting with the other House for a week or 2 weeks over the language, we missed the pink slip deadline.
The last 2 years, many teachers received layoff notices because the legislature passed the budget later than usual. Not everyone agreed the bill is a good idea. Along with the upcoming school year, the bill also funds the following year if lawmakers can agree on a plan to draw from permanent fund earnings. North Pole Representative Tammy Wilson was one of nine minority caucus Republicans to vote against the bill. Wilson says tying it to another piece of legislation is a bad idea.
I can't support tying two bills together, but I wish it would have just been a simple bill to where we were talking about funding, which is originally what we were doing.
Lawmakers expect to draw from permanent fund earnings to pay for the state budget for the first time in Alaska history, but haven't agreed on a plan to do so, leaving the source for school funds unclear. The bill now goes to Governor Bill Walker, who praised it after the House's passage. Some Fairbanks students plan to join others across the country Friday to protest government failure to take action to prevent gun violence. National school walkout events are scheduled at three Fairbanks high schools Friday afternoon. West Valley High School student and walkout organizer Amanda France says participating students from West Valley and next door Hutchison High plan to gather together.
We're going to walk out and walk over to Hutch at 1:30. So then we'll be all in the parking lot. And in the time between 1:30 and 2:15, we're going to have speeches where I will be speaking and a few others.
Lathrop High School students are also planning a walkout event. April 20th is the anniversary of the 1999 shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. The National School Walkout, which includes more than 2,600 events nationwide, is organized by a group of students in Connecticut near Sandy Hook Elementary, where a school shooting occurred in 2012. And finally tonight, back off. That is the word from the Alaska Legislature as the Senate joined the State House of Representatives in issuing a joint resolution urging the federal government to respect Alaska's decision to legalize recreational marijuana. House Joint Resolution 21 was sponsored by Representative David Guttenberg, a Fairbanks Democrat, but quickly gained the support of other legislators interested in maintaining states' rights. Guttenberg said the decision should be left up to the voters, stating that in not doing so would be a matter of federal overreach. The Senate unanimously passed the resolution Wednesday. The House passed the legislation last month. It now goes to Governor Bill Walker, who has expressed support for the state marijuana industry in the past as a matter of states' rights. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.